B-Pod Studios.
Kiss 95.1.
Well, this is unfortunate.
What's on?
It's 6 o'clock and 29 seconds, and I already have to use the restroom.
Number one or number two?
Yeah. You the sit-down kind.
You didn't think that was, like, an important thing to do, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes ago?
I didn't need to 10 minutes ago. That's why I said it. You can't predict when it's going to happen.
It just hit you all of a sudden?
It just hit me right now.
I have such a bad day when I have to do a number two in the morning. Ruins it. It's like I feel like I'm filthy. I got to go shower again.
Okay. Well.
What?
I don't know.
Some people love to start their day doing that.
Right.
I hate it.
Listen, women don't do that, but if I did, I would start my day feeling much lighter.
Yeah, women don't ever do that.
No.
Hey, welcome to your Tuesday morning, everybody. It's the Meany, Roy, and Lorenz show. And thunderstorms likely today, so keep your umbrellas handy, except don't hold them up too high because the lightning.
Don't hold them up too high. But that's not bad advice.
Good tip, right?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Let's do this day in 30 seconds. Meany, what was so interesting about your day yesterday?
So I got into a show, and I'm halfway through it. I'm not done with it, but it's the Patrick Swayze documentary.
Oh,
and
it's
really cool because I love Patrick Swayze because he's a man's man. And Amanda loves Patrick Swayze because he's a trained ballet dancer who kicked butt in such films as Dirty Dancing, The Outsiders.
He's dead, right?
Yeah, he died of lung cancer. But his dad died.
Was it lung?
I thought so, because he smoked.
Pancreatic cancer, no? I don't know.
But, pancreatic cancer. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. But I know that he also blamed smoking for a while. But anyway, his dad died young, too. And his mom was really hard on him. But it's a really good documentary. Get this. It's on the Paramount TV network. So good luck finding that.
Oh, I have that app on my Apple TV. That's where you can watch Cops now.
Yeah, Cops is on
there. Cops is on it. I was trying to find Cops because I love Life PD, but I wanted the old school police stuff. And I was like trying to find Cops and it's on Paramount.
I'm
like, all right, whatever.
So they got through The Outsiders last night. Now they're on the Dirty Dancing part. It's a two-hour thing. Amanda and I made it 1 hour. We'll finish it tonight. And it's good. Like, Jennifer Grey was like, we didn't really get along on the set.
I just read, it was like 20 stars that you didn't know hated each other on set. And they were one of them.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember who it was. I just told Nicole this. Oh, I know who it was. The girl who played Maria in West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
She had a, how do I say this nicely?
Crush?
No, she had a list of people she did not like on the interior of her trailer.
Oh, wow.
And if you got, you know what you call the list, you know.
But
if
hit
you got
list?
On, yeah, if you got on the hit list.
Mm. Yeah, Roy's got a list. We've talked about that. People that he doesn't like. It's not a hit list.
No, it's not that at all.
Well, we don't really call it a hit list. It's called something else. You just can't say it.
Oh, right. Yeah. It rhymes with hit.
Yeah.
Once you get on Roy's list, by the way, we discussed on the radio, you don't get off. So
generally, yeah, you would have to do really good acts of kindness, and typically people that are on the list are awful humans, and they don't do acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Lorraine? What was your day like?
I left here pretty early yesterday to go do a little video for Taylor Morrison, and I just had so many errands run. I had, like, returns to do, and I had to pick up curtains, and I know it was, like, my day of Lorraine errands. Yeah.
That's just stupid when she told me she was trying to split curtains. I'm like, what?
That's what I was picking them up from. And you know what? They look dang good, and I spent half the money.
Lord have
life
mercy.
Hacks.
Lorraine goes to pick up curtains. She goes to a shoe cobbler to fix her shoes, and she goes to a place where they just blow dry your hair.
I saw a place that fixed grandfather clocks, and I'm like, is Lorraine in there?
No, but she needs to know about it.
Yeah.
I did. I went to a grandfather clock.
That's why I made fun of that.
I know. You go to the most random stores. How about you, Roy Boy? What'd you get into?
I am in trouble with the IRS.
Oh, no. Did you get audited?
They're claiming I didn't file a return for, like, 2015. I'm like, oh, I did the taxes myself that year.
The year I did mine, I got audited. I will never do it again.
I'm like trying to dig through the papers last night, trying to find. And then I'm like, I don't even know if I have W-2s from back in 2015.
Is it a, a couple thousand they're saying you owe?
No, they're claiming that I didn't pay taxes at all. Like,
oh,
they're claiming I owe a lot.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. Maybe you didn't hit the send button.
I don't know.
TurboTax.
Are they just getting to 2015?
They're just, yeah, I have to Virginia and North Carolina and federal taxes.
Oh my
God. I'm hit by the big three.
Damn, dude.
Well, and like, I did H&R Block online. And I called the customer service, and they're like, did you pay for audit protection? I'm like, I don't know. I hope.
I always pay for the audit protection, Roy.
Totally. I use my accountant specifically because I don't want to get audited. Uh-huh. And if I do, I want them to deal with it. That's the thing that happened to me when I lived in Memphis.
Oh, man. I thought they only did that to the rich people. I'm not rich. You know what I'm saying?
A nice jump in salary, though, probably from Roanoke to here.
Maybe 12 grand the year that I got audited.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, like I made nothing that year. It was the year that I was Miss Pennsylvania. Like I was literally doing community service every other day. And I was like, you're auditing me this year?
Well, I'm hoping to pull a Trump and pull this thing out for like the next 40 years.
Right.
Just keep negotiating extensions, I guess.
Yeah. Just turn their attention away like our president does.
Jingle the keys over here.
Yeah. Don't look at my taxes.
Right. Did you see what I've done in North Korea?
Yeah.
That's what you tell them. Hey, and by the way, that's not a knock on the president because people are going to get mad at us that we make fun of the president.
No, but he's really brilliant. He's evidently been in audit for like ever.
Yes.
And so if I'm going to be in audit, I want to be in audit forever.
Pitch a reality show to them where you, hey, I would like to make this right, but I know a reality show company. I would like to, make this a reality show. So, hey, up next, I want to talk about this, you guys. This is a story. I don't know if you saw it. It came out of New York City. I believe the New York Post picked up on it. Yep, they sure did. Some guy goes out on a date. The person he goes out on the date with, the request they asked for after the date was crazy. Wait till you guys hear what it is.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is from the New York Post, you guys. So a guy named Eric went on a date. He's a digital marketing director for a big firm in New York City, and he posted about this on Twitter, and then it went viral, and the New York Post picked up on it, and that's where I found it. So Eric goes on a date, and after the first date, the person he went on the date with texted him, and he shows the text bubble, the conversation. He says, hey, I have a question for you. And then Eric says, yeah, what do you need? And the person said, click on my contact, press the I on your iPhone, then turn on the read receipts button so that I know when you've read my text and you won't be ignoring me.
Mm. Stage 5 clinger.
It's been retweeted over 21,000 times.
Do you know how many times I read Sterling's text message and I don't respond?
But do you have the read receipts thing on?
I don't know.
I just shut my read receipts off like 6 months ago because I do that constantly. I read people's text messages and then I won't answer.
Yeah.
And then people were texting me back. I can see that you read my text message. Like, answer me. And I'm like, oh, I should probably shut that off.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, though. When you send a text message, I would say 5 times out of 10, your phone's right in front of you and you read it, then you just put your phone down, you don't respond right away?
Yeah, but to me, a text message is almost like a voicemail, but in text form. So I can get to it when I can, like when I would like to or when I have time to elaborate on that text message.
Yeah.
And if it's really an emergency, you will call me.
Hmm. It's just really a gutsy move, though, Loren, for your date after the first date to say, hey, do me a favor. I'm going to be contacting you, and I need to make sure you've read my text.
Sounds like a clinger.
Yeah. A red flag.
Stage 5 clinger.
Yeah.
Hey, Roy, you were mentioning just a minute ago, if people just tuned in, that you got busted by who?
The Internal Revenue Service.
The IRS.
Yep.
Says that you didn't pay taxes in 2015. You did it on your own, you said?
Yeah, I did it on H&R Block.
Well, I guess kind of good news. Area code 704 texted in and said, Roy, that's a scam. Look it up. It's been happening to a lot of people.
Was it an official letter?
It looks like it looks pretty official to me. If it is, it's a good scam because
look up the scam while we go to break and see if you find out. I mean,
and like
good scams are that they're just that they look good because you start paying.
And I'm almost certain I really didn't pay Virginia taxes.
Oh, okay, All right. So so our friend Roy is guilty as charged.
Yeah. I didn't go. When you do it all by yourself, I don't know what to do.
I know. You're not a professional.
I was probably going through the checkout process, and I was like, I have to pay how much?
Yeah. No, what were we thinking?
All right. Well, heads up anyone else, I guess, if you get a letter saying that you owe money. Apparently, there's some sort of a scam going around.
I'm sure. Okay. I'll look into it.
Did you guys see this story? We're all guilty of doing this. We're all guilty of sharing passwords, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get on my Hulu, I can get on your Netflix, you can get on my HBO on demand, whatever it is, HBO Go. Well, one of those companies is now going to fine you if you give someone your password.
How are they
going
to know?
We'll discuss.
Yeah. They're pretty brilliant, Lorraine.
Roy's all over the story, and he's going to tell us about it at 6:20. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Someone you loved. Kiss 95.1 with the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
I'll know the minute Ellen has him on how to say his name.
I know.
She does say everything properly.
That's the go-to.
So, there is a big giant in the streaming world that will start penalizing you for sharing your password. And they're going to do it by communicating with the other streaming services.
Oh, they're all going to work together?
Yes.
Hold on. Even still, how would they know? Just because I have one doesn't mean I have all streaming services.
Well, if you have, let me give you the list. If you have Disney, Hulu, ESPN.
Okay.
If you they're going to be watching your passwords on those accounts.
No, they're all under, that's the ABC roof.
Yep, they've agreed to work together under piracy mitigation, and they're going to implement a secret strategy that will be able to alert them to when you are sharing passwords. And you will be then banned from their services.
Oh, God.
I think this is all lip service. I don't think they can really do it.
Well,
really?
Yeah.
Listen to this connection. I log into Hulu.
Me too.
Through Nicole's ex.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, but you know, Hulu blocks about how many people can stream on the platform at one time. So you can't log on if her ex is on.
Me, myself, Nicole, and I'm pretty sure Lauren were all trying to get into Hulu to watch Handmaid's Tale at the same time, and we kept kicking each other off.
Oh, I'd be so mad if I found out somebody had my password.
Well, I texted Nicole, and I was like, hey, are you trying to watch something?
Oh, my God.
Because I'm trying to watch Handmaid's. And she's like, yeah, but I think, you know, if Lauren is home, she's probably trying to watch something, too. I said, okay, I'll go do something else, and I'll come back later.
I love it. You did text. Like, wouldn't you just, like, not try? Wouldn't you, like, just...
Well, I don't know. I'm in a new house. I don't know how the internet is. Like, I could just be getting kicked off.
Area code 704 just sent a text message and said they have Lauren's password as well.
She gave it to everybody. Yeah. You would like my Hulu because it has HBO and Stars on it. I have, like, the souped-up Hulu.
Oh, nice. Well, Amazon Prime, we get Showtime with that through Amanda's, but...
Oh, that's cool, too.
All right, so keep your eyes open, you guys, for the Hulu, Disney, and ESPN apps are going to be fining you, I guess, if you share a password.
I don't believe it.
All right, Loren.
You're going to get fined.
What you got coming up in the dirty, Ren?
Ed Sheeran, he's a big star now, but one of his teachers didn't think he was so hot in school. Wait until you hear this.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Ed Sheeran's a hugely successful musician now, but his teacher in college didn't think that he'd amount to much in the music world. This is so funny to me. So he was a student at the Academy of Contemporary Music from 2009 to 2010, and one of his report cards revealed that he got six Fs.
Whoa, in music?
Fs! In classes like songcraft, professional musicianship.
I love that.
Music industry prep and style development.
You know who else got an F? Smith, his last name is. I can't think of his first name right now. The guy who started FedEx did his whole college thesis on how to move packages better than UPS did, and he got an F.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And now he runs FedEx.
That's crazy.
Fred Smith.
Of course, Ed Sheeran had his first big hit, The A-Team, just a year after he got all those Fs in music classes.
Wow. I love when you hear people like failing acting school and stuff, and then turns out to be, you know,
the
Rob
next
Lowe.
Big thing. Yep. Tori Spelling, she is going to have to give up $88,000 to American Express Bank. Now, of course, she's got Beverly Hills 90210.
A lot of laughs today.
Yeah, which she's earning $85,000 per episode. And when the courts got a hold of that information, they ordered her to cough up $88,000 to American Express. Now, she was originally supposed to pay them $86,000, but they thought $88,000 would be... They bumped her number up after finding out how much she's making.
Our new favorite caller, Angry Frank, what do you think about that?
Everybody makes mistakes, man.
That's true.
Can I have him when I get interviewed by the IRS?
Well, sir, we're just here to try and help things out.
No. You're not helping nobody, man.
Yeah.
Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, Bieber and Haley Baldwin might have a wedding date.
Okay. Cool. All right, I got a list. Skydiving, new soft drink flavor. This is a list, and I'm going to bring Nicole in, Roy, Loren, and myself are going to play which MRL show member would do it first.
Oh.
Okay? That's just to name a couple, and we can all play along together coming up in 7 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss95.1.com.
Kiss95.1 with the Meanie, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show. So there's a list that Meanie has.
This is awesome. I thought about you guys as soon as I started reading through it.
Okay.
This list is who would do it first. They wanted you to play with your family, but since you guys are my family, I figured we can do it here with the MRL show. And if you're in the car, think about it. Who would do this first amongst your friends or your family?
Okay.
All right. Who would be the first person to fly the Boeing 737 MAX after the software fix?
Me. You think?
100%.
Yeah. I would say you.
Me or you. But it's definitely you and I.
But then think about this. Loren wants to go to Florida, and it's a 737 MAX. She's not going to Largo in Florida.
Shut up. I'm not flying it. Like, I'm not going to fly it myself.
No.
You mean fly on it?
As a passenger.
As a passenger, yeah.
You two fly flight simulators all the time, so you can see my confusion.
Yeah, but the listeners, you know.
Okay.
They can't fly.
See, she has a fever.
Who would be the first passenger to
step on a 737 MAX after the computer fixed? Nicole?
I don't know. Maybe me, because I really don't know what that means.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. You'd probably get on there. We talked to a flight attendant one day. Right when the 737 started having accidents and incidents,
no,
and she had no idea about it. Yeah. So, all right. The next one. Who would be the first person on the MRL show to bungee jump?
Loren? I think probably me.
Yeah.
Didn't you skydive?
Yes.
So that kind of counts.
Does it?
Yeah. I wouldn't bungee jump. No way.
So bad.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to do this one. Who's going to be the first MRL show member to swim in a cage with sharks around them?
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you want to do that so bad?
One of our radio buddies, Spencer, just did it, and, I mean, it looked friggin' awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so, like, don't get me, like, I have a phobia, but I'm so intrigued. I've loved shark movies ever since I was a kid. I still do.
What do you have a phobia of?
The ocean.
Okay. That's right. I forgot about that. So you would get into a shark cage.
Yeah.
Roy, who on the MRL show would be the first person to pet a lion?
Oh, maybe me.
A real lion?
Maybe. They're cute.
In the wild.
Oh, in the wild?
Yep. It didn't say that. It just said pet a lion.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm not going to incriminate myself, so.
If it's in the zoo, maybe a cute, they look like cute little kitty cats. I'll pet them.
I wouldn't mess with any of these. The only one I would do so far is the 737 MAX.
Yeah.
And that's the one with the worst results.
Yeah.
All right, who on the MRL show would drive their car with the gauge closest to E? I have an answer. Nicole.
Well, I'm negative 50 right now, and I was going to do it yesterday, but I'm going to do it today after work.
What do you mean negative 50?
Like my...
Your bank account? I'm there too.
No, my gas.
Oh.
Like it'll blink at like 40 miles, and then at 30, the gauge will like blink. Like, it can't read how many more miles I have. Yeah. And that was 50 miles ago.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to go with Nicole, too.
I typically take my car down to zero.
You do?
Yeah, typically.
You're that person?
Because there's more fuel in it than it says.
Mm.
So I always take it right when it gets to zero. I go to the gas station.
Well, Last one. Who on the MRL show would touch an electric fence for $1,000?
Oh, maybe.
The fence may or may not shock you.
Me. I used to do it just for fun as a kid on the farms. Yeah. We go up to, like, you know, our cousins or something, and they have a big horse farm or whatever, and we touch the fence. Yeah, for sure, me. Oh, in a heartbeat.
We used to have the shock collar. We used to do shock collar trivia.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt that bad, by the way, to get shocked by an electric fence.
No, it just kind of feels weird.
We used to do a funny thing where we'd all hold hands, and we'd do it together, and you could feel the electric currents pass through each other.
Ooh, maybe we should try that as a show.
No.
Yeah, give me the shock collar. Shock me. I'll hold Lorraine's hand, and she'll feel it, too. It's so cool.
Hmm.
Lorraine, who was the first person on the show who had Botox?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, yeah. We don't look at Disport.
I mean, my wife and I would do Disport dates. So I guess I was. Mm-hmm. Right, Nicole? You never got it done, right?
Nope.
Roy's going to get it done under his armpits, we found out yesterday, because he doesn't want to sweat anymore.
Big fan of Botox. When I start getting the wrinkles, I'm going to do it. I'll even get a facelift. I'm going to be like 50 doing
radio. You're too young to even think about that right now.
I'll do whatever I can.
Okay. Gosh, I love that. That was surprising that Roy touches an electric fence and
without even the cash incentive, too.
The cash incentive was child's play.
Yeah. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
You're in your car. You're heading to work. Loren's going to give you a couple of things that you have to stop doing at work when you get there because they're very unprofessional. Y'all, it's a list of what you're doing at work that is very unprofessional. I got bad news. I glimpsed over at the list.
You do it all.
We collectively do a lot of it. We'll tell you about it coming up. You've got to hear this if you're heading into work.
Stick around. MRL will be back in 5 on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Lorraine. And I peeked at that list of things that you should stop doing at work because they're unprofessional.
Yes. And we are breaking every, when I tell you every single last one of these, I was like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
It ain't good.
No, it's really not. The first thing on the list is checking your social media accounts. Unless you run the business page for social media business page for your business, you shouldn't be on your social media accounts.
Well, but sometimes it's boring. What else can you do?
Well, to stop wasting time.
So the good
Wait
news,
until your lunch break to check in.
The good news for us is we're not part of so-called corporate America. And in fact, we get in trouble if we don't tweet Facebook or Insta out on a daily basis from corporate. So
We get a pass there.
But you know what? It's just so funny how different things are for us than they are for corporate America.
Right, yes. Like in your office, you probably want to get on social media. Here, they drill it into us so much, I hate it. I hate getting on social media.
Let's just put it in perspective real quick. I have a friend who works in the financial industry, and we were talking over the weekend, and he was like, I'm in the worst meeting. Friday afternoon, he's like, I'm in the most boring meeting right now, and he took a picture of himself like dozing off. Mm-hmm. I go, that's funny. We just did a whole thing where we tried to pitch to our bosses that we can make Roy a human pinata. So we also had a meeting.
Yeah.
A little different.
Totally different. The next two things are interrupting and oversharing. Don't do it. Don't haze new employees.
Oh, boy. We do that quite a bit.
Nicole, do we overshare? Like, when you came on board 2 years ago, did you feel like, oh, my gosh, too much? Don't need to know that?
I think, like, we are a safe space. Like, the four of us, that's a safe space.
Yeah.
But everyone else is fair game, and you just need to shush your mouth sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair
enough. Duly noted. The next one is polishing your nails.
Oh, I don't do that. Oh, Lorraine does that.
Out of my bag, I just pulled a clear top coat of nail polish.
Do you do that often? I don't ever really notice that.
No, so I get, like, the S&S, the hard gel nails, but occasionally I will pick them off, and I have really thin nails, so I know that they'll break if I don't put something on them between taking off the nail and getting to the nail salon. So yes, I carry a top coat just for an emergency. And the last one on the list is getting drunk at office parties. Sounds like common knowledge, but gosh darn it if we don't all do it.
I mean, it's not even a quote-unquote party. If anybody says they're going out for lunch or they're going... So, you know, don't forget, lunch is the end of the day for us.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll get a beer or something and People are going back to the office.
Yeah, I went to, I've had dinner a couple times at Sterling's boss's house, and Sterling works for a big corporation. And I tell them about how we take our clients out to go drinking, and we have a good time. We're always using alcohol, and they find it so fascinating because they're not allowed to do that. I mean, back in the day, corporate America used to do
right.
that, but not anymore.
Yeah, watch the show Mad Men on Netflix from years ago.
But our industry still does it.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Lauren, for that list. So if you're heading into work today, don't do those things, people. You'll be very unprofessional, just like the MRL show.
Although, you know what? I wish some things that we would deploy around this office. So did you guys see Elon Musk's rules for offices?
No.
It's like no more than like four or five people in a meeting. You cannot have large meetings. And if you don't think that the meeting is relevant to you, if you're not contributing or getting any information, you're allowed to leave.
Yeah.
They don't want you to waste their time. And I'm like, 90% of my time here is wasted.
Yeah.
90%.
We have pre-meetings for the dang meeting.
Yeah. I was like, can we please?
We have a pre-meeting
for
the meeting.
We do. And I'm like, I could be doing 50 other things right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. Maybe we're better off in corporate America.
Maybe.
No, we would be fired out.
Yeah, we would. Still to come.
We turn the spotlight over to producer Nicole. We could talk about this, right? About your friend who went on a bad first date. Okay, yeah. So her friend had a terrible first date, but she's totally attracted to the person and totally wants to give the person a second chance. Nicole's going to give us the explanation on what happened on the first date. You guys are going to die. I already know. And then we need to hear from people who had a bad first date, but gave the green light to a second date, and it worked out.
All right, 704-570-9595. Go ahead and give us a phone call. Get lined up.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, we're doing something really cool for teachers tomorrow night. It's our Back to School for Teachers 2 annual party. We want to make this one bigger and better than before. Details on that coming up in just about 10 minutes. But Nicole, shareth your life or your friend's life with us, please.
I know. I live vicariously through all of my friends, for better or for worse.
We all do. And Lorraine's friends in Florida, yeah. They're the best.
Yeah. So I have a friend who is dating and has actively been dating, but we have this like a pact to where she'll text me kind of like before the date, at the date, maybe middle of the date, towards the end of the date, you know, just as a little heads up.
But if she needs you, you're there for her.
Exactly. So she met this dude on Tinder. They had, like, good conversation through the app for, you know, like, a couple of days. And finally, they decided to meet in person for a dinner, which already I was just kind of like, don't do dinner. Like, do drinks or something. But they got dinner.
Dinner's okay. A commitment.
Yeah. She got there, was blown away by like his looks.
Was
like off the get-go super attracted to him. Said he was better looking in person than in his pictures.
Wow.
Which is great because usually it's the other way around.
Right. That's a reverse catfish.
I know. And she hadn't, like, I hadn't seen her that excited, you know, for looking forward to a date. Well, then that was short-lived because within like 15 minutes he spilled not one waters, but both of their waters onto her.
Oh, he's probably nervous. Yeah.
So my friend, from like right under, like from her belly button to her knees, is drenched in water.
How do you recover from that?
But he's hot.
You laugh.
Right. So she stayed because she was like, all right, well.
So let's put it in perspective, ladies. Ryan Gosling spills water on you and you're soaked.
You know what?
You don't go home.
I'll go take a shower. I'll take a shower in that soda.
If I was the guy, I'd have been so cheesy. I'd be like, sorry, you're so hot. I had to cool you down.
Oh. Lloyd Brown with the lines.
I know how to flirt.
So that was like the start of it. Then they had, you know, they had good conversation. She did say she wasn't like overly impressed with their like conversation. He didn't ask too much about her. Whereas, and she did say that he talked way too much about his job that she did not care about.
Well, so what would be his job? Like something really boring. I make metal that goes around your shoe, you know, where you put your shoelaces in. And there's 10 different types of metal. Aluminum, alloyed, Titanium.
You know, Nike's coming out with these new rivets in the circles, and it's totally blowing up the industry.
Oh, cool. Can I get a free pair of Jordans?
Sir, can I get another glass of champagne, please? Yeah.
So she, with all this bad stuff, is there anything else bad that happened?
No, so that was just kind of it. Like, she was very attracted to him, and beforehand, they had great conversation. They got to the first date. They had okay conversation, and now she's just, now he's asking, because this happened over the weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So now he's asking for a follow-up, wanting to see her again.
And that's good.
And she turned to you, and you're turning to us.
Yeah.
I like this. Okay.
Because now she's like, what do I do? Do I go on a second date?
Yes.
Yes, because so many guys don't also follow up. Like, a lot of dudes are ghosters, and they're just horrible daters. So, yeah, for sure. My whole first date with Sterling was awful.
Yeah, but I'm also big on signs and dumping the water and then him having a boring job. You think the second date's going to be any better?
Yeah, I think he just might. Honestly, I think he might have just been nervous. And then, I mean, the water's a telltale sign. His hands weren't quite working with him.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call.
Did you have a terrible first date, but a kick-butt second date, and you would recommend it? Give us a shout now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, and we're discussing producer Nicole.
Yeah, so she had a friend that had an awful first date, but she's given the second date a go, just to see what happens. And the guy was hot, and he was okay with the conversation, but it wasn't great. And he also spilled water on her. Now, Mani, you believe in signs, and maybe this is a bad sign that bad things to come. I think that it happens. My first real date was Sterling. I think I had a crappy day, and I took him to the nearest chain I could find, our first date, and I think I sat there and I complained the entire dinner about how awful my day was.
Oh. How soon after that date was our second date?
Pretty soon. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we've been talking for a while.
Right.
So maybe he just knew I was having a day.
Our phones are lined up with people, though, you guys, who went on a bad first date and actually had a good outcome after that.
Yeah. We got a text message from 704, said, not necessarily a bad date, but I was 2 hours late for our first date, and we still went out on a second date. We've been married now for 13 years.
Wow. Yeah, you know, there's Greg on the phone. His first date was awful. They've been together for 14 years. We'll hear his story and others coming up in 5 minutes.
The drama doesn't end at 10.
We're caught up in drama.
Listen to the Mani, Roy, and Loren wrap-up podcast for lots of behind-the-scenes fun. After the show on Kiss 95.1. Don't just sit at your desk playing Candy Crush. Listen to us, too. Stream the MRL show live or check out the podcast. Just download the Kiss 95.1 app.
All right, we got some people on hold, you guys. I want to get to these phones real quick, and then we'll get to Loren's Dirty on the 30. Producer Nicole's friend went on a... Well, the guy was hot, hotter than she thought on the first date. Things were going well, then he spilt water. And then she also said that his conversation was terrible.
Yeah.
But he asked for a second date. She turned to producer Nicole to say, what should I do? Producer Nicole put it in our laps, which I love.
Yeah.
And we're just taking calls, Loren, from people who had terrible first dates, but the second date turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Greg.
Oh, sorry. Yep, here he is.
Hey, Greg and Hickory. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and the Loren Morning Show.
Thank you.
Greg, so tell us about your first date.
Okay, my first date was, I had to drive 60 miles. Well, not really. Yeah, about 60 to Statesville.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a Jeep with the top off. And number one, he didn't like riding in convertibles or anything like that. So
that's no fun.
Apparently, I should have put the top on, but I didn't. But I hear about it today.
so you're still together today?
Yeah. So yes. We kind of mumbled through. I took him to eat, and we didn't really hit on any much cylinders. So you kind of know when it's time to try to get things over with.
So you would say to producer Nicole's friend, yes, take the second date. It's worth a shot.
It's worth a shot.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
I mean, especially if he's hot. You know, maybe at least you can get out of it as maybe like a one-night stand or something.
You got Sonia and Davidson laughing at you, Roy.
Hi, Sonia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the awful first date. Did it work out for you?
Oh, my goodness, it did. But it's actually pretty funny. I was living in New York City, and my best friend was on the second floor. I was on the fourth floor, and I'm heading out all dressed up for my date. And she's a bartender. She runs upstairs, and she's like, you have to help me. I need a babysitter. So on my first date, I took her two-year-old son. And my gosh, when I showed up with a little beautiful baby boy, his mouth dropped.
Wait, it's not mine.
and then we took him to the park. And at the park, he was crying, stranger danger. And he ran from us. And then we took him out. And he had an accident. So my... this poor guy was just cleaning up this kid. He was exhausted by the time the date was over. Anyway, married 14 years, and we're driving my two daughters to school now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good for you guys. I love that story.
Sonia, yeah, same totally. Advice to Nicole's friend. Definitely give the second date a shot.
I'll do it. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you. We can't get to Katie and Courtney, but same deal. First date with boyfriend, ended up going bowling alley after boyfriend had a romantic night planned, but they ended up staying together. And then Courtney in Mooresville had a bad first date. She got bad sushi. She was very sick on the way home. Now they're married. So I guess my whole idea of a sign is out the window.
Yeah.
Like, I thought maybe if you had something happen on the first date that was negative, no, it's a sign.
You don't pick up on signs. You propose to your wife, and then thunder and lightning occurred right after. You and son, just ignore them.
It's true.
Just ignore them.
All right, Lorette, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
Wendy Williams probably has beef with this star after he said she couldn't come in to his pool party. I'll tell you who it is.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
We've been waiting to get some news about Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin Bieber's upcoming wedding this fall. We've heard that they've been planning something for this fall. And now snitches are leaking and saying that September 30th, which will mark the first wedding anniversary that they'll have together, that their big wedding party will be right around that somewhere.
Remember, loose lips sink ships.
That's right. Speaking of marriages, Joe Alwyn and Taylor Swift might be shacking up soon. Now, she came out with her new song, Lover, which definitely all signs point to the fact that she is writing about Joe. And there was a lot of marriage hints in there. And, you know, Taylor Swift loves to leave little breadcrumbs for us all to follow. Well, she is looking to shack up with him in London now. The singer is reportedly looking for a home in London, and she's willing to spend $30 million on the property. One catch, it's got to have two kitchens. That way, she and Joe can live privately and also entertain properly.
What, she want to move into the White House?
First world problems.
Lorenz like, yeah, that's not a bad plan in a chateau. I can have a kitchen for the peasants, my co-workers, and then Dow and I can have the glamorous kitchen.
You can fix your lobsters in yours, and I'll put my chicken nuggets in mine.
Now, she'll still go back and forth between London and Nashville. She's got those three private planes and a hangar, so she'll have to figure out what to do with those while she's staying in London as well.
Okay.
Wendy Williams, she's going to have probably a little beef with 50 Cent here in a minute because he made sure that she was banned from one of his pool parties. Now, if you're going to ban somebody, you probably need to make sure everyone in your camp is on board with it because Wendy somehow got past security. Now, she had no idea that she was being blacklisted at the time and that she was not going to be allowed in. She was just there to introduce her son to Snoop. So they went in for like 20 minutes, took some pictures, and then afterwards she heard that she was, quote unquote, being blackballed from the actual event and party. She said that it's childish and she can't believe that somebody would do that.
Okay.
I'm sure that'll heat up soon.
Yeah.
Halsey, she will be helping DKNY celebrate their 30th anniversary, and the singer will appear in the company's fall campaigns. Now, this will celebrate native New Yorkers. And I asked producer Nicole. She said that Halsey is from Jersey, so she's right around that area. So happy birthday to DKNY. That is your dirty for now.
All right, let's Let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. She's got 40 wins.
Wow, Loren. 40 wins.
Call now. Take her down.
That's a good run for you, girl.
Thanks.
Ugh.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Loren.
On Kiss95.1.
Hey, Heather, welcome to the Mani, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Loren.
Okay.
Let's see how you do today.
She's got 40 wins. She's quietly on another roll. What was your high? You didn't get to 100.
I was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's on her way back again.
Don't jinx it. All right, Heather, let's play Can't Beat Loren.
Okay.
Get her out of the studio. There you go. She said it. Sorry, I talked over her.
All right, she is walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, question number one. Emma Watson and Tom Felton were found on Insta together playing guitar, and the internet's all freaking out about it as Draco and Harmony were iconic wizard franchise. What iconic wizard franchise were they part of?
Harry Potter.
Did I say that right? Is it Harmony? Because I don't...
Hermione.
Yeah. Billie Eilish's Bad Guy takes over the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100. What song by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus did she dethrone that was number one for a record-setting 19 weeks in a row?
Old Town Road.
And question number three. Rolling Stones announced Harry Styles as the cover of their September issue. True or false? He started in the band One Direction.
True.
Question four. The Rock is officially off the market as he married his longtime girlfriend over the weekend. The Rock isn't probably what she calls him. She calls him by his real name, which is?
Dwayne Johnson.
And question five. Dirty Dancing fans need to watch the documentary about this male lead.
Patrick Swayze.
All right, come on in, Loren.
How did Heather do?
She did really well. Oh, okay. She got them all correct. I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All right, question one. Emma Watson and Tom Felton were found on Insta together playing guitar, and the internet's freaking out as Draco and Hermione were iconic wizard franchises of what movie? What iconic wizard franchise were they part
of? Characters of what movie? Harry Potter.
Question two. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, takes over the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100. What song by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus did she dethrone that was number one for a record-setting 19 weeks in a row?
Old Town Road.
Rolling Stones announced Harry Styles as the cover of their September issue. True or false, he started in the band One Direction.
True.
And The Rock is officially off the market. He got married to his longtime girlfriend over the weekend. She probably doesn't call him The Rock. She calls him by his real name, which is?
Dwayne.
Full?
Dwayne Johnson.
Question five. Dirty Dancing fans need to watch the documentary about the male lead in that movie. Who is that?
Patrick Swayze.
Loren, you get them all correct. It's a tie.
Good job, you guys.
Heather, great job.
Thank you.
I got the most wrong. I couldn't say Hermione's game right.
No.
I don't watch the... I never got into the Harry Potter thing.
I'm really not either, but I know enough to get around it. Heather, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today? It wasn't quite a win.
Well, I can't beat Loren, but I can tie with her.
Thanks for playing, Heather.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get to a War of the Roses. Veronica's been dating Chris, and whenever Chris goes to the bathroom, she hears him whispering, talking to someone. Is he talking to the soap? Is he talking to another woman?
It's a pep talk.
What's going on in there? We'll find out. Brand new War of the Roses.
The Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Veronica, you sent us a message saying that you think your boyfriend, Chris, could be cheating on you. What's giving you those spidey senses?
So, we've been dating over a year. I've been staying over a lot. I've noticed he's been going to the bathroom for a long time. Like, a lot longer than he's usually in there.
What's a long time?
30 minutes. Like, 30 to 40 minutes.
No shower running, nothing. He's just hanging out in there.
Just in the bathroom, you know. I thought he had a problem. But
some guys like to do more than just business in there. We catch up on our reading. You guys have kids?
No.
No, a lot of times it's a way to get away from the kids for 10 minutes or 30.
Right. Yeah. I put my head up to the door of the bathroom, and I noticed that he's talking to someone.
on the phone.
Ooh. Oh.
Hmm. So, I don't know what that's about. I don't know who he's talking to.
Did you confront him?
No, I wouldn't want to ask him because, like, I don't want him to know that I'm sticking my head up to the bathroom door and listening to him do his business. Like, how embarrassing.
That's pretty funny, though. Yeah, like, hey, I overheard you in the bathroom when I put my ear to the door.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you don't even have to say you put your ear to the door. But, listen, I walked by the bathroom. I heard you talking. What's going on in there? I mean, it doesn't have to be that big of a deal.
Make a joke about it. Ask him if he's talking to himself.
Yeah. Are you coaching yourself through the number two? I mean, come on. You got it. You can do it. I find it fascinating that he's talking on the phone. I thought the poor guy.
We hope he's talking on the phone.
I thought he was trying to get away to, you know.
He could be talking to the soap fairy.
Yeah.
Role playing to himself.
Oh, God.
Gosh. Okay. All right. So we're going to give him a call, Veronica. We'll see who he sends the flowers to. Hopefully it's you. If it's not you, remain quiet because we're going to ask him what he wants to put on the note. And that could tell a lot about the relationship if he's cheating. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chris, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Chris, my name is Whitney. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We are a new romantic gift company, and we're trying to get our name out there, so we did an Instagram tag contest. Well, one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses. Congratulations.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to?
I'd actually love to send them to my fiance Laura. She's in Nashville. We're kind of on again, off again.
Oh, okay. Would
are you f***ing kidding me? Well, you have a fiance?
Well, an on again, off again fiance. I would love Veronica? To hear the rest of that story, Chris.
Chris, do you know who that is?
Veronica?
Yeah, she was on the other line. She heard everything, dude.
You're on the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine morning show on Kiss 95.1. It's War of the Roses.
So you know that secret you've been holding in that Veronica doesn't know that you have a fiance in Nashville? Now she does. Hello?
You pretend like you can't hear us now?
Chris,
speak. Use your words. Hello?
Maybe his phone really did go dead.
I doubt it. I think he got caught and got scared. And
hey, Chris, can you hear us?
He can hear us. I mean, come on. It's so convenient that when he gets busted. Hello?
Veronica, are you there?
His phone worked just fine when we were talking before Veronica jumped on.
Chris.
Hi, hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Huh. What was that all about?
I don't know. It didn't disconnect. All of a sudden, I couldn't hear anything.
Were you in the bathroom?
No, I'm just in my apartment.
Okay. Well, thanks for hanging on with us because we have to yell at you now.
You're cheating on Veronica. You have a fiance. Let's start there.
Well, it's not exactly what you think. This is a really complicated situation.
Oh, yeah, it's not what I think.
Yes, I have a fiance, and we've been engaged for 3 years, but it's been such like a rocky on-again, off-again road. And when I met you, I wasn't with her.
Chris, you have Veronica as your backup plan? Is that what this is?
No.
I'm just a side piece?
It wasn't what it started as. It wasn't a thing when we first met. But recently, Laura contacted me again, and we've been started talking, and now I don't know what to do.
Well, telling both of them would probably be the first thing.
Tell me so I stop wasting my time.
Laura and I have been together we've been engaged for 3 years, but when I met you, we weren't together, and now she's recently contacted me again, and so now I'm conflicted in what I need to do.
All right, I'll make that decision easy for you, and you can just throw my toothbrush away because I'm done.
Thank you!
Preach, queen!
Yes!
All right, Veronica, we're sorry you found out this way, and as you know, Chris, there are no roses, and you probably are going to be without two women in your life now, I would think.
Hello?
Oh, here we go. Okay,
we're hanging up. Veronica, good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
gosh, what a crazy war. That kind of got me thinking, like, who is in the bathroom longer, you think? Men or women?
Oh, without a doubt, I know the answer to this.
I don't know.
Really?
You're going to get a heated debate going, Roy.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we did a War of the Roses between Veronica and Chris. Chris was in the bathroom, and Veronica noticed that he started taking more frequent trips to the bathroom. He was in there for long periods of time, and so she kind of walked by and put her ear to the door, and she heard Chris talking. So we ended up doing a War of the Roses, come to find out Chris is cheating as a fiancé. But we wanted to ask you, 704-570-9595, are you the one who takes the most time in the bathroom? Your significant other?
Now, I have questions for you, Roy, because it's a good question to ask, and we need to run just a little MRL show people poll like we do from time to time. Do you mean actually on the toilet or in the bathroom? Because in my house, I definitely spend more time on the toilet, but I would say Amanda is in the bathroom longer.
I don't know. In my household, Dallas is guilty of doing both longer than me.
Really?
Yeah, getting ready and going to the bathroom. He disappears sometimes, and I'm like, where the hell did you go? Like, it's been 45 minutes.
I mentioned it in the war. Sometimes a dude just needs to get away, do a little reading on his iPhone. Maybe your business is done right away, but just sitting there and finish up.
I've noticed that it has gotten, the time check has gotten significantly longer since we've had cash.
That's possible.
You need a little extra me time.
All right, let's get a little people poll action going here, you guys. 704-570-9595. Roy wants to know, in your household, who spends more time in the bathroom? Is it the male species or the female species?
You know, in my household, since it's two guys.
Yes.
Sterling is definitely in there way longer than me. I think he gets distracted. I think he, like, watches video.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And he loses track of time. And
that happens.
Yeah.
It's like a black hole in there sometimes.
The lollygagger.
Because I'm guilty of that too. I'll read something, then I'll click on something. I don't usually watch videos in there. I do more reading, honestly.
Yeah. Well, but then, you know, if I sit on it too long, my legs are going to fall asleep and I won't be able to stand back up. That's the whole thing. Like, I'm going to be in and out.
Yeah, I don't know. And Lorraine, I would like to go back to you.
Yes.
How is it possible that Dallas spends more time in the bathroom getting ready than you do? Do you just get ready quicker?
Yeah, I wish I knew, dude. Like, there's a fashion show that goes on. Like, he needs fashion advice. Do I wear these jeans or these jeans? Should I wear these shoes or these shoes?
But he doesn't have to do eyeliner. He doesn't have to do makeup like you do, lipstick.
No, but my makeup routine is down to, like, 15 minutes. Like, I'm actually really quick at getting ready.
Is that pretty quick, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it takes me like 25 if I'm going to curl my hair with makeup and hair.
Wow.
If the kids are going crazy on like a Sunday morning, I'll say, I got to go to the bathroom. And Amanda will go, don't make this a 45-minute visit. Like, I need you back out here pronto.
I'm like, okay. All right, let's talk with Sandra and Hickory. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, yes. I was calling to say that my husband definitely spends more time than me in the bathroom to do everything. I'm with Loren on that. He takes longer to get ready and to use the bathroom, so.
Yeah, then it's like, can you trim the back of my neck?
Really?
Yeah, it gets into like all these things.
Sandra, what's your husband's routine?
I have no idea what he's doing in there. He just goes in to use the bathroom, and about 30, 35 minutes later, 40, 45 minutes later, he comes out. I have no idea.
I mean, should we put a TV in there, slide a snack under the door? Like what?
Yes.
Exactly what he means. Yes.
Yes, I would be down with that. It's just a nice, quiet place. And I'm telling you, I said it in the War of the Roses, too. It's like a little hideout. And you do lose track of time while you're in there. And nobody bothers you. That's the other thing, too, Sandra. Thank you. 704-570-9595. We're getting text messages flying into the studio. My husband takes the longest. His toilet and shower time is over an hour.
Oof.
And my time is 30 minutes.
I take a good 20-minute shower just on its own.
How long?
It's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
In the shower.
Yeah.
Sometimes 30, depending on the mood.
Yep. 828 said, definitely my husband takes more time in there. Same as Loren. He disappears and then reappears an hour later. I'm like, where the heck did you go? You're just hanging out in the bathroom.
I like 704 who said, as a mom, try getting into the bathroom to use the toilet without the kid standing right in front of you the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Everyone needs mom.
That's why we use it so quickly. We know the urgency.
Roy, somebody said same thing. Who said something about their legs falling asleep? You did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing with this person. I can't sit on the toilet for more than 5 minutes, area code 803 says. Then my legs fall asleep.
Yeah, my legs fall asleep pretty quick, too. Not 5 minutes, but if I'm in there as long as Sterling's been in there, I for sure would be stuck. Like, I'd have to call and get help. I would have tipped the stand and just fall onto the floor.
My husband stands in the shower, area code 980 says. My husband will stand in the shower for like 45 minutes at a time, scrolling on his iPhone, which is not waterproof.
Oh my gosh. what a risk.
Yeah.
Wow.
I will say.
Anything to get out of the freaking craziness of life.
Yeah. I do take my phone in the tub, though. I probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to drop one day. I know it. And then you got to dry your hand so that you can scroll with it. Listen, guys, we're taking major hits on these text messages. This is women are out, Roy.
Yeah.
I mean, every single woman texting us, my husband goes to the bathroom, takes almost 2 hours.
2 hours?
Then can't stand up because his legs are asleep.
I bet. I mean, at that point, just get up, do your business, and then put the toilet seat lid down and just use it as a chair and hide.
And more moms are mad that the kids don't look for dads while they're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Here's another one, right, Loren? Women can't get lost in the bathroom. Their children will find them. Kids are never looking for dad.
Nope, ever. Well, not in my household. Cash is pretty attached to Dallas, too, but...
Somebody comes home from work and sits on the toilet for an hour just to calm down from the day?
Ooh, that must be a tough job.
I'm going to start trying that.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So, men, we got killed on that.
Yeah, sounds about right, to be honest.
But all the... You know, like...
Even getting ready, you guys take forever.
But all the stereotypes is that women are in the bathroom forever. Like, Roy, your sister, growing up.
Yeah.
Was she in the bathroom forever? And you go, Alyssa, I need to poop.
Listen, by the time we're 30, we got this thing down to a science.
All right. Go ahead, Loren. What do you got coming up with the dirty?
All right. Heidi from The Hills. She is trying to get into the...
Bathroom?
Artist game? Nope, not into the bathroom. She wants to be a singer. Wait until you hear this audio I have from last night's episode. It's going to blow your mind.
Nice. All right.
Makes me feel much better about my karaoke.
Wake up now. AMRL, Manny, Roy, and Loren. It's 95.1. Wake up now. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
Loren, before you start the Dirty, let me say, first off, happy National Radio Day to you and to Roy.
Oh, thank you. You too, buddy.
Oh, what do we get?
August 20th is National Radio Day. It celebrates the great invention that dates back to the late 1800s.
Ah.
Who invented the radio?
Marconi.
Guglielmo Marconi from Italy.
Italy. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing a British accent and saying
me
Italy,
neither.
But now if Guglielmo Marconi had any idea, if he could get into a time machine and move to 2019 on this date and see that the MRL show just took a people poll on who spends more time in the bathroom, men or women, he probably would have not invented the radio if he knew that's where it was going
to
go.
He'd be disappointed because back then they used to like have classical orchestra music on the radio. Now it's us.
All right.
An Old Town Road.
Happy National Radio Day. And happy birthday to Demi Lovato.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She turns 27, and she celebrated while she was in London by going to the Ariana Grande concert.
Producer Nicole, did you send Demi a personal happy birthday on her Insta page?
No.
You didn't? Oh, I bet you did. Play it cool.
Also, congratulations to James Corden, who just signed his show through 2022.
He extended his
contract. Well, not at least until 2022 now.
Good negotiating ploy, huh, Harvard graduate, Harvard student Roy?
That's a little dramatic. You really should only use that card at the very, very end.
Mm-hmm.
So it must not have been going so well.
And Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes, we told you yesterday he's been seen with another woman, leaving a nightclub, holding hands. Katie Holmes and Jamie have officially called it quits. And one friend even said that she said, Jamie can do what he wants. It's his business. We haven't been together for months.
Wow.
All right. So, Manny, you're a big fan of The Hills.
I am.
Okay. Well,
nothing Heidi. To be proud of, but yes, I am.
So Heidi is Heidi and Spencer. She is looking to become a Christian rock singer. Yes.
Oh.
And this audio clip makes me feel...
You're at a loss for words over there.
Yeah, it just makes me feel better about my karaoke because I'm the worst person for karaoke and I absolutely despise doing it. But this makes me feel better about my life.
All right, here we go. Here is Heidi Pratt.
They say diamonds are forever.
Oh, boy.
Well, I say only time will tell. Oh, cause beauty, fame, and fortune, how they sparkle to the eye. And fireworks burn brighter, yeah! They fall out of the sky.
Now, she did this for real?
I messed up the last part.
Oh, she was doing for real?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't mess up the last part. You messed up the whole part, I can tell you that. Go back and listen, sweetie.
Yeah. It wasn't her finest moment ever.
Let's hear what Simon Cowell has to say, because you know he is the ultimate judge when it comes to judging musical talent.
Okay, I'm going to give you some advice, and I'm not being unkind. You will never, ever in a million years make a career out of being a singer. I quit.
And you know what? Neither will I. Like, I know. Yeah. I have that self-awareness that I know I'm a terrible singer.
Give him a little number. Just just say...
Yep. Carry on.
Just say... I've got sing a little Old Town Road.
Come on.
Come on. Simon has something he wants to tell you.
The difference is you actually wouldn't even need this competition to become what I think you're destined to be, which is a star.
You see? Yeah. He was going to be nice to you.
He was going to be nice.
Yes.
Yeah. That's sweet.
You don't even need the contest.
Don't feel pity
so
for me.
Good.
My voice is that bad.
Okay, what is hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
Okay, the kids are going back to school, and you know, everything gets lost when they go back to school. So you have to like tag everything and write in a Sharpie what their name is on their tags for everything. Well, I found stickers that are waterproof, dishwasher proof, and laundry proof. So you don't have to actually write on their clothes anymore. You can just stick a little sticker on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Amanda's taking Dean back to school shopping today.
She should pick these up.
Maybe she should. Speaking of kids, Roy went to the epicenter where all kids go at one point or another, either for their own birthday party or for someone else's. And he said all hell broke loose.
Oh my gosh. I was at the Chuck E. Cheese. And so many fascinating things occurred. And I had so many questions. And including at one point to where we had to shoo away a kid.
Okay. A young kid?
Yeah, a little kid. I had to shoo him off. I'll tell you more about it with this Chuck E. Cheese coming up at 5.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
The home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And we are throwing an awesome party tomorrow night at Blackfin and Ballantine. If you haven't heard about it, it's called Back to School for Teachers 2. We've been doing it for the last couple of years now. We want to make this one the biggest and best one yet. And we're giving you some cool opportunities while you're there.
Yeah, we have a chance to win a $500 gift card to Diamonds Direct, Planet Fitness, giving away memberships. It's all brought to you by Cape Line Cocktails. 5 to 7, Blackfin and Ballantine teachers, faculty, staff. Come on out for a party just for you.
Any county is welcome. We know some schools are in session, but that's why we did it at 5, and we'll get you out of there. Well, we might stay for a little while, but...
Yeah, a little happy hour for you.
A little happy hour for you with drink specials and appetizer specials. 5 to 7 tomorrow in Ballantine.
So I went to Chuck E. Cheese with my nieces, and it was the first time I've ever been to Chuck E. Cheese with, like, little kids. I mean,
I love Chuck E. Cheese.
The last time I went to Chuck E. Cheese was with you, Manny, for a coworker's birthday party.
Yeah, that's right. As an adult, there, and Dean was the only kid there.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But I was so fascinated with the whole Chuck E. Cheese operation. So get this, y'all. Every 30 minutes, Chucky comes out on the dot.
Yeah,
like a mascot Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky, the mouse. Appears And he walks around the entire Chuck E. Cheese yelling, "Free tickets, follow me for tickets."
Yeah, let's go.
And it's a chain it's a chain of children that follows Chucky around. And then they go to a specific area within Chuck E. Cheese, and music starts playing out of nowhere. And it's a whole orchestrated production of Chucky talking to the kids and doing dances and teaching the kids how to dance. And all the kids are doing it. Some kids frightened, don't understand what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, they take,
pretty much the only thing I got that would match Chucky.
You know what it was? It's kind of like clown music is what I...
Oh, okay. Oh. Chuck E. Cheese is the one. Can you imagine if he stole it?
If he took Barney's
He has tickets and pizza for your imagination.
That's kind of... It's more like this. It's this wacky, fun, upbeat, and they're all... Woo!
Oh, man.
And then at the very end of the dance, they take all these tickets and they throw them up in the air. And all the kids are running around.
It's raining tickets.
Tackling each other, trying to grab as many tickets as possible. It's like a war zone.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm so fascinated in all this. And all the parents are filming their kids go crazy nuts, you know. I mean, it's like us going to, like, a concert, you know what I mean?
And was your niece enjoying it? Was she all in?
No, she was frightened. She was so scared. All of it was like Chucky now has my Chucky growing up is very different. My Chucky growing up was like buck toothed and strange. This Chucky has like a sly smile. You know?
Yeah. He's much cooler. Yeah, that's true. Like the Chuck E. Cheese I used to go to back in the day, and then in New Jersey we had like a ripoff Chuck E. Cheese. It was like the same concept, but it was a different mascot.
Charles. Charles Cheese the mouse.
I forget
Charles
what it was.
Cheddar.
Same concept though. You had three stages. They still do the show, right? The three stages, like three different curtains. You get the show, and it was real, like real redneck and southern. You know, it was like, hey!
Oh my gosh.
Well, I had to explain to my nieces because they still have the animatronics show at Chucky, but the animatronics is the old Chucky, yet the new Chucky that walks around is completely different. And my nieces are like, "Why are there two Chuckies?" And I'm like, "Well, there's more than one mouse in the world, and that's just a friend of her."
Showbiz Pizza was the one we used to go to.
I don't know.
Yeah, look at their mascot.
Looks like Chuck E. Cheese has awesome pizza, though.
Oh, that's frightening.
It's there's a giant gorilla.
But I was so fascinated, and everybody then gets in line to get their VIP photo with Chucky. And while we're taking, it's a meet and greet, you know.
Yeah.
And while I'm taking the photo of my nieces, some other kid just comes into the shot to stand there with my nieces and Chucky.
Not part of the party.
Not part of the party. And I'm like, kid, get out. This isn't your photo op. It's time for my niece. Oh, but it was so fascinating. And I found out they do it every 30 minutes.
Did you talk to the Chucky mascot?
Well, I talked to the handler because Chucky doesn't talk.
Right.
He was in character.
Yeah. You know?
But every 30 minutes on the dot, someone comes out and does this whole production.
I wonder if we could find someone who has been the Chuck E. Cheese mascot. 704-570-9595.
I'm sure you've been kicked in the shin.
Okay.
Kids go crazy from them tickets, man.
Okay, bonus if you're the Chuck E. Cheese mascot. But like Roy's bringing up a great point. Let's hear from anyone who had to dress up as a mascot and the hell you went through while doing it.
704-570-9595.
Mascots, calling all mascots. We need you.
Stick around. MRL will be back in 5 on Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, I'm sitting over here thinking, is there any word you're talking about maybe the Biebs and Haley Baldwin getting married eventually?
They are married. They're just going to do their big wedding.
Do their big celebration. Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Any word on whether or not Ed Sheeran will be performing there? Can you imagine the musical performances that are going to go down at that wedding?
Yes, I imagine that they'll be amazing.
And will they sing a song called I Don't Care to her? Meaning like, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do what I want.
Probably.
This is how the marriage is going to go.
It's Oh, man. So we're talking about if you ever wear a mascot. I was so fascinated when I went to Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. comes out every 30 minutes, and he does a whole show where kids are dancing and jumping around and grabbing tickets that are falling from the sky. It's a whole production.
Every 30 minutes.
Every 30 minutes.
I wonder if it's the same Chuck E. or they rotate.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to get answers, Roy.
Okay, let's talk with Jerrica or Jerrica?
Jerrica.
Jerrica and Charlie, you were a Chucky.
Yes.
How was that?
Back in 2004. So it does rotate. Not the same person.
Okay.
Okay, because it could get tiring and hot in that Chucky.
Yes. Yes. There's a helmet inside of his head.
A helmet?
Oh, really? That's why? Helmet.
I guess that holds his head upright.
To prevent kids from giving you a concussion when they beat on you?
Yes, that too. Yes, that too. It smells like old mothballs.
Ooh.
And sweat.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, we have other mascots on hold too, because it's a good question. Like, we want to hear the hell that it is for a mascot to go through. You have any funny stories that you could share about a particular incident?
I have one. I guess I'm Evertight. So I came out, we were throwing tickets to the kids, and I was Chucky. And the kids all came up to me, but they were so excited that they all knocked me down.
No, oh my God. I'm telling you, when I saw Chucky throwing tickets in the air, I'm like, this is not a good idea. Because the kids went crazy.
Yeah. You know, for a second, you're like, I even want to tackle him.
Right, because like, it's like, to a kid, that's like if someone just threw $100 bills up through the sky. Yes. They're elbowing each other. It's a war to get as many tickets as possible.
And you can't get yourself back up when you're in the mascot. You need help, don't you?
You need help. I had to go home because I was so traumatized.
Thanks, Jerika.
All right, let's talk with Gerilyn in Charlotte. You were a mascot for a popular restaurant. Which mascot was that?
I was the Chick-fil-A cow, but like Jerika, I was too short, so I was the baby cow. And kids afterwards, they've never seen a cow before, and they would just yank on your tail or whatever clothes you're wearing, and some want to give you hugs, but more times than not, it was people yanking on my tail.
Oh, man.
I didn't know there was a baby cow.
Me neither.
Yeah, you know, it's like, they have, like, a flower crown or, like, a pink t-shirt. Just, like, instead of being, like, this big, tall cow, maybe if the kids are afraid, they just send out the little one. But still, you get beaten up pretty bad.
Oh, man. Thanks, Gerilyn.
This is Victoria in Hickory.
Hi.
Hi, what mascot were you?
I was the Easter Bunny at a mall in Hickory.
Oh, gosh, those are terrifying.
Very terrible.
Yeah.
What's terrifying about the Easter Bunny?
Have you seen it?
The mall ones?
All of them? They're all terrifying.
Back in the 70s and maybe early 80s, they were evil looking.
Okay. Yeah, I saw them this year at malls, and I was like,
there's
nope.
A reason kids cry when they get put on the Easter Bunny's lap. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it ain't a good looking mascot.
Were you a scary Easter Bunny, Victoria?
Very. The newer ones don't have such a big head like the costume I wore. It was about in 2001, they had the bigger heads. Mm-hmm. So whenever I was the Easter Bunny, they had a fan blowing on me because it was so hot.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I only got like a 30-minute, maybe 45-minute break. Oof. At a time. And I was there from open to close when the mall was open. Yes. And we did not rotate. I was the only Easter Bunny.
Good way to lose weight.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
you're sweating water weight, though.
Oh, yes.
Victoria, one out of how many kids would you say cried when they got on your lap? One out of five? One out of ten?
I would say probably three out of five.
They all cried because it's terrifying. Yes.
Okay.
And one of them was my own family member.
That's funny.
Thanks, Victoria. You know, thanks for sharing. Tough life for mascots.
I was McGruff the crime dog for a while. And inside the snout of McGruff, they had a fan in there too.
Yeah.
And I forget, you know, you forget sometimes the kids are near. And so I'm up there, the fans broke, and I'm in there, and I'm trying to jangle it around, and I'm trying to, you know, get it back on. And
like I hear shaking its head.
Yeah, all of a sudden I hear a police officer going, "Isn't McGruff silly? He's eating his paws." And I like looked around, and I was like, "Oh, there's kids."
Is that the time they ushered you off because you flashed the crowd?
I had a wardrobe malfunction. I was quickly escorted off a stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chucky.
No.
I meant McGruff the crime dog.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, I was talking to someone who's going to be a freshman at Clemson this year. And he left to go back to school or to start his freshman year last Friday. And I said, how excited are you to start your freshman year? You know, you have your roommate picked. He goes, yeah, I got a roommate, somebody I met through a mutual friend. I'm excited for it. He goes, if nothing else, I'm excited to get my own room for like 2 weeks because my roommate's not coming down until the end of August, beginning of September. And I said, well, you're going to miss not having, you know, your own room like you do at home. He goes, no, I share with my younger brother. So I said, you don't have your own room? He goes, no, my younger brother and I share a room together. And
it's good college prep.
Well, I said, but you have a rather larger house. Mm-hmm. They live over near Lorraine. And I said, what, you know, the chateau area.
Yeah.
I said, why didn't your brother go take one of the other rooms? He said, my brother just wanted to room with me. Like,
okay.
He's a sophomore in high school. The guy was a senior in high school. Now he's leaving. But they had the same beds, and they shared a bedroom together. And he's like, that's just always the way it's been.
That had been so annoying for him.
My older brother and sister left to go to college. There's four kids all together. So the two of them just never split off to go into one of the empty bedrooms.
It's nice. Mom and dad has a spare bedroom now. Or an office.
I mean, I cannot wrap my head around that. Like, that stumped me for... I couldn't believe it.
I think it's really sweet.
You do?
Yeah.
You think that senior thought it was sweet when he was trying to lay down?
I think the senior was... Yeah, I think the senior wanted alone time.
So here's a question that I thought we could ask this morning, and we could just take some couple quick calls on this. But how common, I wonder, is that? Like, are you an adult and share a bedroom with someone? Maybe the situation you're in right now is like, there's just not enough bedrooms for all of us. So I have to... What if you're like 21 years old, you have a job, and you have to share the same bedroom with two other people?
Sometimes it happens, man.
Yeah.
Well, I want people that have their own bedroom to understand how lucky they are, Lorraine.
Okay. Yeah.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call.
If you're an adult, let's say 18 plus, and you have to share a bedroom with someone, who is it and why do you have to share that bedroom? Producer Nicole is out. We found out we had a huge leak in our office.
Yeah.
So she's out dealing with that. So we'll just answer this phone call cold, Roy. That's always a...
Never goes well. Never Welcome goes to well. The Mania War of the Rim Morning Show. You are live.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling. You're on the radio, buddy.
So did you ever have to share as an adult a bedroom with someone?
Actually, I had to share it with my sister for quite a while. That's a little twist.
How old were you guys?
Just like right up till 12.
Oh, up until 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. I wonder if anybody, like, thanks, Mark, was older than that.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, we lost that person.
Okay. I don't know. Even at 12, I mean, at that point, you got to be like, turn around, I'm getting dressed. Or you got to go to the bathroom. Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of an inconvenience to share with your brother.
I guess. I just think there's some sense of freedom into having your own bedroom, too. Like, I wonder, I should have asked that kid who just left for Clemson if he had his posters on his side of the wall. And his brother, who's now a junior in high school, had his posters on his side of the wall.
Hmm. Do you share your bedroom as an adult?
Yeah, I just found out that somebody who's going to be a freshman in Clemson is pumped because his roommate's not coming to Clemson until the end of August. And he's like, I'll finally get my own room for 2 weeks. He shared a bedroom with his brother, who was a sophomore in college, and he was a sophomore in high school, and he was a senior in high school. They shared a bedroom. They have a big house, but neither one of them went into the other open bedrooms. They just shared the bedroom together.
So we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Why did you share a bedroom with an adult? This is Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. There's a certain sense of freedom that I think comes to getting your own bedroom, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. People take it for granted.
What happened to you?
So I was in the Marines, and for the first few years, if you're single and you're in the military, you have to share a barracks room. Like a 15 by 15 room with like three other guys.
Oh, that's bigger. 15 by 15, Roy. That's smaller than our studio.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty small. It gets tight.
Wow.
I think that's like going to camp.
Yeah. Well, you know, my my mom had 11 siblings. I think she lived camp every day. Could you imagine 11 kids? And they had a small house. My grandmother was not well off by any means.
How many beds were in her room, do you think?
Four to a bedroom.
Up until how old do you think she got her freedom?
I don't know.
She got married, probably.
She got married young.
Yeah, I guess.
No wonder why your mom married Roy Sr. young. She wanted her own bedroom.
At 16, she's like, for the love of God, marry me. My parents will sign off. They don't want to feed me. They don't want to clothe. They don't want to shelter me.
I can't have five people in my room anymore.
All right, this is Deborah in Charlotte. Hey, Deborah.
Hello.
So an adult and you had to share the bedroom with someone?
Well, yes. When I lived at home many years ago, my sister and I shared a bedroom. Not only did we share a bedroom, but we shared a bed. And so I left home at the age of 20.
Now, I understand, like, we just got a text message from someone who said, hey, financially, a lot of times people do what they have to do. Mm-hmm. And I totally get that. That's not the angle that I'm trying to see this at. I'm just trying to see it from, like, it's got to be hard, though, regardless of the situation.
Well, for us, I mean, it was all we knew. So, I mean, my sister and I mean, we didn't think anything of it. And like I said, we shared a bed until we were adults.
Shared a bed until you were adults. Okay, thank you so much,
Deborah. Thanks, Deborah.
We get a text message from 704 that said, my husband had to share a king bed with his 11-year-old brother when he was 23 years old because they didn't have enough room in the house. But she also said that we got married a year later, so he has never had his own room.
Holy cow, yeah, that's a good point. It brings me back to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka, where all the grandparents are sleeping in the same bed in different directions.
Yeah.
Try that tonight, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.